Hello, hello. You are listening to CO's Entry. Today is Sunday, February 11th. And as promised, I have another podcast for you. And as promised, it is another impromptu podcast where I talk about nothing and everything. Completely unplanned, uncut, unscripted. Because that's my style. Right now I'm fighting for my life because I just cleaned and I cleaned with bleach. Bleach and water. And these fumes are like, oh my God. Unbearable. And I'm going to try to talk through this because it's Sunday. And Xiomara records her podcasts on Tuesdays and Sundays. So, guys, what's going on? What's going on in the world today? I feel like there's so much going on. Why is Taylor Swift all over the media? Why is she, like, everywhere? I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Taylor Swift. I just want to go back to, like, when she had, like, her regular country-ass songs that... Oh, I just cursed. Well, it's not that bad. It was just the ASS word. Okay, children, you can't listen to this. But I want to go back to the... She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Why can't we go back to that Taylor Swift? Why is she now like this big pop star just everywhere? I'm getting sick and tired of just like seeing like... WHITE people everywhere for no reason, just getting all the exposure, all the attention. Like, cause it's always been that way. I feel like I want to change. Why can't everybody else get the attention they deserve to? Like, I don't understand why spotlight is always on WHITE people. You know. But whatever. No, not whatever. I'm really sick. And it's Black History Month. So, I don't know why, like, her and her boyfriend and his family are, like, all over the screen. Like, they matter more than everybody. At the Super Bowl, that, like, what? Like, the Super Bowl is, like, is the Super Bowl should be changed to, like, the Taylor Swift Bowl. Like... Like, Jesus. Okay, let's talk about something else. And I don't even pay attention to the Super Bowl. This is just what I've been hearing. Because I don't care about sports, guys. I'm not a sports fan. My favorite sport is boxing, and wrestling is cool too. Those are the only two sports I would watch. But other than those two sports, I don't care about sports. Tennis is interesting because I think that, for the dumbest reason too, I think it's really cool when they go, ha! Ha! When they do their yell, when they do their serve, I think that shit is so cool. Because I want to do that too. If I ever play tennis, I would want to just make my own sound. I just want to have my own signature yell. Because I think that's so iconic. Like, you're going to know me from this yell. You're going to remember this name because of how I yelled when I hit the ball. When I served the ball, you heard the yell. And this is my signature. I mean, I don't know what my sound would be. I guess I'd have to actually hit a ball and be consistent with it. How did they do that? How do tennis players come up with, like, their own personal yell when they serve? Or is it, like, not the same? I'm pretty sure it's the same yell. And how did they come up with it? How do you know how to yell when you hit a ball? It's like, you know, you just do something because you think it sounds right? Or you think it's how you're supposed to do it? I wonder if they're just like yelling like, oh, this sounds like how I should yell when I hit a ball at the tennis racket. I'm going to just, ha! Is that not crazy? Like Venus and Serena, I wonder how they came up with their, ha, ha. The dynamic duo. How did they come up with their signature serves and their yells? How do they know how to yell when they serve the ball? Because I would just be like, does this sound right? I was about to say something crazy. I'm not gonna say it. Then I'm like, I would just be like so self-conscious. Like, does this yell sound legit? Does it sound like I'm hitting balls? Hitting balls is crazy. But I would just be so self-conscious about it, like just wondering if I'm doing it right. Anywho, I feel like I'm getting high off these freaking fumes. Guys, this diet is donkey butt. I'm getting so sick and tired. I've been going down the YouTube rabbit hole. YouTube University, like, needs to graduate me from, like, all of the years that I've been learning from these YouTubers and listening to these YouTubers. Oh my gosh, my airways are getting like blocked. Don't clean with bleach, guys. And if you do, don't use as much as I did. I feel like I used too much bleach and that's why I can't breathe. But guys, I'm sick and tired of this diet. This diet is like donkey butt. So I've been going down the rabbit hole on YouTube about this diet stuff. Like, people have been saying all types of things, okay? All types of things. Veganism has already turned me off. So I don't think we're fascinated by veganism anymore. I do think the packaging in the stores are very pretty. Like, they're actually drawing my attention, because when I walk past the vegetarian section, I get a little excited because I still have the same like excitement that I got when I was vegetarian. I see the products and they draw my attention. They reel me in because the packaging is very intriguing. And sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, it's buy one, get one free. It's buy two, get one free. And I'll just be like, you don't live that life no more. But those Morningstar corn dogs, they were slapping every single time. They never a miss. You put them things in the oven with some ketchup. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just gotta remind myself, like, this stuff is not, it's real food, of course, but it's not the real thing. It's like, it's a heavily processed stuff that you're not supposed to eat all the time, even if you are vegan. So that should tell you something. It's like a fun food. They're fun foods. Come on, guys. They're fun foods. If you're vegetarian, they can be fun foods. You know, it's not like it's super healthy. It's very processed. The ingredients, you know, they're not the greatest. But that goes with, like, everything else that's processed. This is not me defending vegetarianism, because I don't ever want to be vegetarian again. But the lifestyle does intrigue me still. And it does make me feel like, you know, how I used to feel when I was excited about it. Because I see the products in the store. I'm like, oh, that's cute packaging. This looks cool. So I still get giddy when I see the fake meats and stuff and the fake cheese and the fake milks. But I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it because I'm like, you're a grown woman. You're getting older. You're not getting any younger. You can't play around with food anymore. You got to eat to nourish your body. You got to eat the food that's going to give you, you know, the good energy and the feelings and the good balance of the hormones and things like that. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You can't be all excited about fake, you know, meat and vegan alternatives that look interesting. You can't eat what looks interesting no more. You got to eat what is good for your body and what is actually interesting. Not what looks interesting. What is actually interesting? You got to be interested in the food that's going to build your body up and give you the nutrients that you desperately need to thrive. To thrive. But yeah, guys, this diet, oh my God, it's not kicking my arse, but it's like driving me a little bit insane. I've been a little bit crazy about food lately because I've been trying hard to avoid certain things, to exclude a lot of things. And then I come across this girl on YouTube after watching Paul Saladino's videos. I was like, okay, we gotta stick to this animal-based. We can do it. Because I love fruit. I love fruit more than I love vegetables. But I came across this other girl's video. This lady on YouTube, her name is Stephanie Person. And I'm saying her name because she's all over YouTube. She's nothing to hide. And I'm not gonna say anything bad. I don't like to say bad things about people on the internet. Not because I think they're going to come for me, but because they're on the internet, you know? They're on the internet, and, like, I just don't like that. I feel like it's messy. But Miss Stephanie Person is on a ketogenic diet. I think she's been doing it for a long time, like 16 years or something like that. And she's like 56 now. But anyways, she's on a ketogenic diet, and she basically debunks carnivore. She hates carnivore. She wants carnivore to die. And I'm not following a carnivore diet, first of all. I'm following an animal-based diet. But she says no fruits. I think mainly if you're on, if you have like problems with insulin or diabetes and you have issues with like your blood sugar, I think that's when she says to avoid like most of those fruits. And the only two fruits that she really advocates for are avocados and olives. And she's very high fat. She advocates highly for a high fat diet, butter and avocado, and drizzles olive. I think she drizzles olive oil on her food, which is the best way to eat olive oil if you're going to eat olive oil, because olive oil is not supposed to be heated. I've heard many times. I heard people say the opposite. I've heard people say that you can heat up olive oil, but I think it's probably best not to heat it up too high. I think it's best for like sauteing at like medium heat at best. But I prefer to use like tallow and lard and butter for my fats when I'm cooking, especially when I'm cooking. But anyways, she's very ketogenic type of gal, and she's been like really like, I'm not gonna say grilling, but if you look at her videos when she talks about the carnivore, people that advocate for carnivore, that promote carnivore diets, she just be talking about, you know, the misinformation that she finds within the diet and how it's not supposed to be long term. That was like a key thing, not to be done long term. I'm like, okay. And what she was saying made sense about the fat, that basically people on carnivore don't eat enough fats. I agree, because I don't think you should be eating an unbalanced diet. And if your diet doesn't include enough fats, that's definitely unbalanced. And so she's saying don't eat too much protein, because too much protein is bad. And that's what she believes, is too much protein is bad. I don't think you can get too much protein, personally. But that is what her belief is, that, you know, carnivore should die, crash and burn to the ground. And that people need to up their fats and lower their protein and stop going crazy with the fruits. That's what I got from the videos I've watched of hers. And it goes back like several years, like at least like 8 years. So she's been making YouTube videos for a long time. She's been on this diet for longer. And she looks amazing, first of all. Like, Stephanie Person looks amazing. She has a perfect body. I'm not gonna say perfect, but pretty close to perfect. Skin is great, clear. She's very beautiful. And she sounds very intelligent. She sounds like a very intelligent woman. And she sounds like she knows what she's talking about. Now, the only thing is, I don't think I would follow a keto diet, because I am not really following a diet to solve any like specific issues. Like, I'm not trying to solve any specific problems. I'm just trying a diet that'll work for my body so I can feel good in general, because I do want to lose some weight in my stomach, but that's it. I think that comes from healing your gut. Your stomach, I have learned, is not going to become unbloated if you do not change your diet and eat specific foods to heal your gut. And I have found that if I don't eat certain foods, my stomach stays flatter and I don't get bloated after a meal as often or sometimes at all. So I kind of already know what to do with that. So I guess I don't really want to lose any weight. I think I really just want to get stronger and perhaps tone up in certain areas. And that will happen with like strength training and consistency. And also sticking to the right diet, of course, and not eating too much of the wrong things. So, like, I'm basically listening to a lot of people on the internet talking about diets and food, and I'm taking bits and pieces of information and trying to just tailor it to my own lifestyle in a way that can sustain it, because, guys, I'm a foodie. I like to eat, and I don't like to eat things that don't taste good. Like, don't get me wrong, everything I've been eating lately tastes great. I love, because I do like red meat. I'm not gonna really go too crazy on the red meat, I have decided, because I don't want to eat too much of anything. But I do love the taste of red meat. I thought I couldn't handle red meat, which is crazy. I think it's funny that a lot of people experiment with food, kind of maybe intentionally or unintentionally, and they find that the culprit wasn't what they thought it was. I think that my bloat and my stomach aches mainly came from possibly overdoing it with a lot of other foods that I was probably eating in more excess than meat. Because when I would eat meat, I wouldn't overeat the meat. I think I would eat a lot of the carbs with the meat. I'm not demonizing carbs either, because I do want to start eating more carbs at some point. This diet, I don't know if it was going to be something long-term or not, but Saladino is pretty serious about, like, this being like a human diet, like the animal-based diet being like a natural long-term thing. What I like about his approach is that it's not carnivore, and I don't want to be carnivore because I like to eat fruit. So that's the only reason why that was doable for me, was because it wasn't just strictly animal-based with nothing else. Like, it wasn't just the animal protein and the fat. It was like, I can have the fruit too. But now there's a lady talking about, you know, that's not such a good idea. Don't eat fruit with your meat. Now, I'm not for sure if she's saying, like, I can have what I want. But I wasn't for sure if she was saying, like, you shouldn't eat fruit, like, alongside a steak. I don't know if she was saying that. Or if she was saying, like, don't eat it at all on this diet. I don't know, bro. Maybe, I think she was mainly talking about, because carnivore is high in meat, so I guess she's saying eating that much protein along with fruit is a disaster. Maybe that makes more sense to me than to say don't eat any fruit. And now on the keto diet, you can have fruit, but I think they're strong advocates for the I think the less sweet fruits, probably like the berries. I think the berries, the avocados, stuff like that, because but then they don't let you have the bananas, because the bananas are like higher in like sugar, I guess, and carbs. I love bananas in my smoothie. Like, I gotta have a smoothie when I want a smoothie. So yeah, I was talking to my security guard friend, because we both talk about health and food all the time, all day. When I'm at work, we talk about food, we talk about what we ate, we're talking about, like, you know, stuff we've tried recently. It's so funny because we're very just on the same page with diet and stuff, and it's very funny. But yeah, man, this diet is, I don't know, it's getting on my nerves, because I'm thinking about the food that I used to eat and I want it back. Now, the processed food, I can get rid of that processed food. The most of the processed foods, like the chips, the junk food, I can do without that, because I don't like to feel bad. I don't like when my body doesn't feel good. So I can really get rid of that, and I could, like, be good off of that. But yeah, I just want some rice and peas. Like, I'm gonna get me some Jamaican food today, matter of fact. Like, you can't stop me from eating my Jamaican food now, because that's goated. The Jamaican food is where it's at. You can't stop me. Run as fast as you can. You can't stop me. I'm a foodie woman. That was whack, right? That wasn't whack. That was fire. That went perfectly. I'm like a wordsmith. Anyways, bro, this diet is getting on my nerves. It's boring. Like, last night, when I was at work, or yesterday evening, I brought some pork rinds and some avocados and one banana and like some juice, right? It was basically like, I swear, I'm now taking notes from this woman, from Stephanie Person and from Paul Saladino. I'm taking notes from both health advocates, right? From both health gurus. I'm taking notes from both of them, and I'm getting the pork rinds and the avocado and the banana, because this guy advocates for fruits and for carnivore stuff, right? The pork rinds are they're basically carnivore approved. So I basically was gonna eat a carnivore keto diet, whatever the heck that is, whatever I thought that was, because this lady is like an avocado queen. Like, she advocates heavily for avocado. Avocado is like her girl. So I'm like, okay, let's bring this. They had these little guacamole packs, right? I got them on, they were reduced at the store. And I brought those, two of those. I was gonna eat the avocado and the pork rinds and the banana. That was gonna be solid. But I went and got me some chicken because I wanted some chicken so bad. So I went and got the chicken. Pretty sure it wasn't cooked in no animal fat. Pretty sure it was cooked in some seed oil. Whatever. But I got me some chicken, and I got it with some honey mustard. I was like, this is good. I did not feel good afterwards, I'm not gonna lie. I did not feel good afterwards because it just felt very processed. I felt like it was probably cooked in some seed oil. That's probably why I didn't feel good, because I've been kind of cutting back on a lot of that processed ingredients and stuff. Maybe it was the honey mustard, who knows? But them chicken wings was good, boy. I was throwing down them chicken wings. Man. I don't know if that was too much protein, according to Mrs. Person. But I ate them chicken wings. And I enjoy them chicken wings. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. I've been just going insane just thinking about what to eat. Like, some days I wake up and I don't know what to put in my mouth. Some days I wake up and I don't have an appetite because I don't know what to put in my mouth. Like, I didn't even eat nothing today. It's 12 o'clock. It's 12:05. I still haven't eaten because I don't have an appetite like I used to. Because I used to wake up and I used to make like regular breakfast, right? Because, you know, here in America, we eat pancakes and waffles. So I wake up and just make me some bacon, eggs, and like some waffles. It'd be like a nice little balance. To be honest with you, if I had some avocados, I think that would be pretty solid. Avocado and like eggs. But I would want some sausage with that. I don't have any sausage. Oh, I forgot to buy my bacon. Dang. I was at the store yesterday and I had a list. I was at a mental list of things I wanted to buy. And I totally forgot to buy my bacon. I'm very upset. Tomorrow. I'll get it tomorrow. Anyways, though. Yeah. It's very hard for me now to, like, eat food because I don't know how I'm gonna feel after I eat it, and I'm scared to eat the wrong things. Fuck, that's bad. I'm turning into a, I'm about to get... What's that? It's an eating disorder. I'll categorize it as an eating disorder. It's like when you basically obsess over like eating the right foods, eating super, super healthy. I mean, I thought that was just you caring about your health, but it's a difference between caring about your health and just obsessing over food to the point where you just don't enjoy it no more. I forget what it's called. I gotta think of the name, but yeah. Oh, I think it's called orthorexia. Yeah, orthorexia is basically that. I don't want to turn orthorexic, bro. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. Because I used to enjoy food way more. I just didn't like the bloating or, like, the heavy feeling. And I was just, like, thinking, like, maybe if I tweaked my diet, I could, like, experience less of the bad things that I experience normally when I eat food. So I'm like, okay, let's just cut some stuff out. But I feel like I've been cutting so much out. Like, maybe I should bring back in some vegetables. Maybe some beans. Because, you know, I be thinking sometimes. Like, sometimes you got to think about what did your ancestors eat? Because that should tell you how you should be eating. Because my ancestors, you know, now the one that people talk about the ancestors, they go way back. They go way back. They're like, back to the caveman, back to the books. But I'm like, okay, what if my people are from Jamaica, my people are from Africa. I guess I gotta go back to, like, Africa. But then again, it's like, I don't know, everybody's body is still different. Even if your ancestors ate a certain way, your body could still just, like, not be adapted to, like, eating those foods because of, like, what you've been eating your whole life or your microbiome. And everything is so specific. It's so irritating, man. But, yeah, bro, I'm just like, okay, this makes me feel good. I'm experimenting right now, basically. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm experimenting, taking bits and pieces of the puzzle. I'm hungry right now. My stomach is growling. I'm gonna go fry me up some eggs. And I have some organs. I have kidney, guys. I found kidney at Publix. I'm gonna go see what that tastes like. You ever had beef hearts? Anybody ever had? Let me get a raise of hands. Can I get a raise of hands of of who all has ever had beef hearts? This beef hearts tastes like the most tender part of a steak. It tastes so good. Organs are delicious. I prefer, honestly, I'm gonna get me some more beef hearts because liver is good too. Liver has all the minerals and stuff. Liver is like that girl. But beef hearts, oh my god. I would just love me some beef hearts right now. It's cooked in butter. Oh my lord. My lordy. Some beef hearts and some avocado and some eggs would have been solid. But you know what? I still got my guacamole. So I'm gonna eat some eggs with the little guacamole pack and some kidney. I'm gonna eat that and see how it made me feel. I'm not gonna eat it with no fruit. That's doing too much. Maybe a side of orange juice. But yeah, guys, I'm just trying to eat healthy for my body. I'm trying to make my body feel like a million bucks, like every day until I die. I think these fumes are getting to my head. Was there anything else I wanted to cover? I'm gonna get my roti. I'm gonna get some roti and some curry chicken, like, in a few hours, because I can't live without it. The first time I had roti with curry, oh my lordy. And you know what? No matter what these health gurus say, I'm gonna have my spices. You cannot tell me not to have turmeric and black pepper, bro. Because I have my turmeric latte, and I'm gonna have it with my milk too. Because on the keto diet, they say you can't have milk. That's why I can't do it. Because I gotta have what I want. And I love honey. This girl, this person, girl, I don't think she's with the honey. I don't think she's with the any of the sweet stuff. I don't think she do the sweet stuff. But I like the sweet stuff. I can't do without the sweet stuff. And I just got me some honeycomb. And that joint was expensive, bro. That honeycomb was like $10 for 8 ounces. And I bought it because it was the one time for the one time. Okay? That's not going to be on a regular grocery list because $10 is crazy. But it tastes very good. It's very sweet. It's like encased in this wax, this beeswax. And you can just eat it, but it gets stuck in your teeth. So I was just like, eh. I thought, honestly, I'm a little slow because I thought it was going to taste like honeycomb cereal. I thought it was going to taste like a Rice Krispie treat. I thought I was going to bite into that thing and it was going to be like crunch, crunch. I think it's a little waxy. So it don't do no crunch, crunch. But it is very good. It's very, very sweet. I'm glad I bought it for the experience, you know, for the aesthetic. But yeah, guys, yes, I'm gotta have my spices. I gotta be able to season my food like a black person should, like a person from a Caribbean descent should.
Is that how I can say I'm Caribbean? You know, people that come from parents that are from foreign places, how do you define yourself? Because my mother is Jamaican and my dad is Black from America, from Ohio. Ain't no Black people who come from Africa. So I really don't know. I just be saying I'm Black. But I have people that tell me, like friends that tell me, you could call yourself Jamaican. But I'm like, I don't want to be a fraud. Because I remember I wore a Jamaican scarf to work. And people was like, are you Jamaican? Jamaicans was coming up to me like, are you Jamaican? And I was like, my mother is. And they was like, oh, so you're not a real Jamaican. They didn't say that, but that's how they look at me like, oh, you're not a real Jamaican. Like, that's how I felt. I felt like they was looking at me like, oh, you fraud. You look fraud. You look like a fraud. But yeah, I guess I can say, like, I feel dumb saying half Jamaican. I do. I don't know why, but I feel dumb. Because I used to say it when I was in high school, and this fat Black boy told me. He had to educate me and tell me I was wrong. He used to get on my... Ooh, if I seen him today, I would curse him out. Because he used to really... He wasn't bullying me, but he was trying to tell me what I was. Like, why... Black people be so damn ignorant and they be making other people look bad because they be trying so hard to make you just regular Black. Like, why are you trying so hard to erase my roots that you want to tell me I'm just Black and nothing else? I'm just Black and I ain't got no other way to define myself. Because first of all, I don't really like saying, I don't like not knowing how to define myself as like who I really am. I feel like saying you're Black really does you a disservice in some ways because I feel like we're more than just calling ourselves Black. I feel like everybody comes from somewhere. Everyone comes from somewhere. Because notice that most people, with the exception of white people, because white people just say, I don't think white people say they're European. I don't think white people define themselves as anything unless they have a parent that's from another country. I think they just call themselves like white Americans or just American. I don't know. White people don't care because they just know they're just white and they don't have a problem with that. I have a problem. I say I'm Black. That's how I define myself personally, but because it's my race. But I feel like we're so much more than just Black Americans. I feel like we're so much more than we would be able to figure it out. You know, certain events hadn't taken place, but they did. So it's like we have a hard time really defining who we are as a Black race, if that makes any sense. Because technically I should be saying I'm African, and I could say I'm African, but if I say I'm African, Africans would be looking at me like, you're not from Africa, you've never been to Africa. There's so much disownment. Everyone wants to disown each other. No one wants to welcome you. And that's why it's so hard, I think, for us to come together and say who we are and define ourselves as anything other than Black. African-American is like the closest way that we can get away with saying we're African without someone questioning, like, why are you calling yourself that when you've never been to Africa and your parents never been to Africa? I'm just like, oh, it's in the lineage. It's in the ancestry. If you go back far enough, that's where we came from. And that's what I'm gonna run with. I guess you gotta just say what you wanna say and don't care about who questions you, because otherwise you just be accepting, you know, I'm Black. I do not have a problem with saying I'm a Black woman. I just have a problem with just not being able to say specifically anything else. Cause like Mexicans just say they're Mexican. I'm a person born, a Mexican born in America, is gonna say they're Mexican. A Black person born in America, why can't they say they're African? I feel like every other culture is able to know exactly who they are and exactly how to define themselves. Except for us. I feel like white people can probably figure out exactly where they came from. I don't think that'll be an issue. I don't think that'll be a hard issue. I mean, I don't think that'll be a big issue for them. I think they can really just trace that back. I think they probably already know. Like, my great-great-great-grandfather was Italian. You probably already know that.
But I feel like Black folks were low-key a lost race because we don't know. That's why we say we're Black. Because that's like, or African-American. We say Black or African-American. I'm like, I don't want to know specifically where my people came from. But it's like, will I ever know? So, like, I can say really, I could really just say I'm half Jamaican or that I am of Jamaican descent. I just don't know how that would come off. I'm just gonna say I'm a Black woman. Forget it. You know what I hate though? My name is in Spanish. I have a Spanish name. Xiomara is from a Spanish origin. I just really hate when Black people look at me and ask me if I'm foreign or where I'm from, and they only ask me that question because my name is Spanish. I'm just like, if y'all don't be quiet, y'all sound dumb. There's plenty of Black people with names that are exotic. It doesn't mean that we are. It doesn't mean that we're exotic. It doesn't mean I'm not basic. Okay, I'm a basic lady. I'm simple. I wish my name was Cleo or Joe or something simple as like three letters, because I'm so sick and tired of people mispronouncing my name. And then they be playing guessing games. I hate when I'm at work and I got my name tag on and they be playing guess how to pronounce her name. I'm like, do not do that. That is disrespectful. And don't correct me if I'm wrong, because I know I'm right. It's rude to look at somebody's name and try to pronounce it instead of asking them how to pronounce it. I don't care what nobody said. That is rude. That joint is rude, because if there's a possibility that you can get it wrong, you could have got it right by simply asking me how to pronounce my name. How is it so hard to say? How do you pronounce that? And you know what? Even that pisses me off, because I don't got time to be telling people how to say my name. I have a speech impediment. Okay? When I say my name, it don't sound how it's supposed to sound sometimes. Because if I say it enough, I'ma just stumble over it. And if I had to tell 10 people that day how to pronounce my name, what makes you think I want to correct people every day about my name? Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Like, my name tag is not on me so that you can pronounce my name. It's so that you can tell who I am in case of an emergency. Okay? Like, leave me alone. Stop saying, how do you pronounce that? Don't worry about it. We're not going to be best buddies. Don't worry about it. Like, you don't care for real. Next time you see me, you're not going to remember talking about, how do you pronounce that name? What does that say? What is that? I had someone ask me one time, what is that? I'm like, my name? What you mean? What is that? My name. Hello and goodbye. And then sometimes, you know how people ask you a question and then follow up another question, like, how you say that? Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. I'm just like, yo, don't ask me how to pronounce my name and then ask me if the way you're pronouncing it is correct, because it's not. And you knew that it was going to be incorrect. Why would you take a jab? Why would you take a stab at pronouncing my name? Like, what? No, absolutely not. And I had this one lady try to tell me that I was saying it wrong because X's sound like K's in Spanish. I'm like, girl, leave me alone. Because you don't know what you're talking about. And don't correct me on my name ever again, because I haven't corrected people my entire life and I was still wrong. Leave me alone. I just now got it right. Leave me alone. I had a dance teacher when I was in the fifth grade. She mispronounced my name the entire school year, and I was too afraid to correct her. I didn't correct her until, I think it was the last day of school. I said, Ayo, my name is pronounced, and this was wrong because I did not learn how to pronounce my name until I was in my 20s, whatever, 19, I don't know. I said, hey, that's not how you pronounce my name. My name is Zamora. That's not even right. But that was closer than what she said. She said Exomaria. Exiomara. I'm like, no. Like eggs. Nah. That was more right than you.
I didn't want to correct her. I was a kid. I didn't know how to correct the adults. So I didn't correct her. But yeah, she looked at me crazy. She was just like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I forget what I said, but I was clearly too scared to correct her. And I also felt like people didn't care enough to say it right. But anyways, now I correct people like a mother. I correct people. You say it wrong, I get an attitude with you. I had this man in self-checkout almost cursed me out because I corrected him. And I said it sassy. I was like, no. Siomara. Siomara. Get it right, boy. I didn't say it like that. But I was sassy with it. He was like, I sense an attitude. They're talking about they were going to beat me up because I had an attitude. I'm like, you mispronounced my name. You said my name wrong. Of course I had an attitude. That's rude. Don't ever pronounce my name. If you have never pronounced my name before, don't try to pronounce it now, because you know you're going to get it wrong. You know how people like be saying, oh, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. That's how you're supposed to be. That's how the energy's supposed to be, because you know there's a possibility you're going to say it wrong. So why would you try to say it right? We know you're not going to say it right. We know you're not going to say it right. Duh. You never pronounced it before. And then why you try to pronounce it now? That's crazy to me. That'd be blowing me. I'm like, y'all, get out of my face. Get out of my face. That's how I be. When you mispronounce my name, I hate you forever. Because you could have said it right. When you had the opportunity to say it right, and you said it wrong because you didn't ask me. No, I hate you forever. I do. There's no coming back from that. Bye. You're rude boy and rude gal. But yeah, guys, this has been like a long podcast for no reason. I'm gonna leave it right here. Park it, skirt. Y'all have a nice Sunday. Have a nice Sunday dinner. Invite your friends over. Spend time with your family if you have a nice family. If you don't, go to your room and go to bed. I'm just playing. Yes, have a nice, wonderful, 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 spectacular Sunday. Stay tuned for my next podcast coming to you live. Not live, I'm just playing. Stay tuned for my next podcast on Tuesday. You know, my dumb behind realized how close together that I decided to make these podcasts, because Tuesday is like the next day and the day after the next day. Like, come on. Isn't that crazy? Most people be spacing their podcast out. I didn't realize that Tuesday was right next to Sunday, because I'm slow. But now I gotta stick to it, because I said that and it's in my intro. And I can't change it, but I don't feel like it, because I feel like I sound smooth as hell in my intro. I'm gonna leave it right there. Tuesdays and Sundays. I be having a lot to say anyway, so I think that's all right. And I'm off on Tuesday, so I could really make a nice little podcast. I can get a nice little podcast going, and I could say some things. So y'all stay tuned. You have just listened to CO's entry. I'll be uploading my podcast on Sundays. Should I say Sundays and Tuesdays? Or Tuesdays and Sundays? I'm going to say Sundays and Tuesdays. Because Sunday is the beginning of the week. And then Tuesday come after Sunday. So I'm going to say Sundays and Tuesdays. I got to go wash my hair. Because it's... I gotta find a better... I think I need to change my hair wash. My shampoo and conditioner. Low-key. I'll be using Tresemme, but I don't think it get in the nitty-gritty. I might still using Prel. They said that was for white people, but I washed my hair with Prel before, and that joint was perfect. It was clean. All that. I can talk. Y'all, I've been talking for 44 minutes. Isn't that crazy? But anyways, I'm going to go wash my hair now. And y'all stay tuned for my next podcast on Tuesday. Bye. Mwah. I should start doing that as my closing. That's lame. All right, bye.